Jennifer Terry of Euless, didn't realize when she chose to give birth to her son Jackson, she was choosing life, a life for herself. Terry suffers with polycystic kidney disease, and 3 years ago, following Jackson's birth, both of her kidneys failed and had to be removed. Terry's story made many turns, leading to her kidney transplant on Thursday, September 29th. It is a six-month journey leading back to Dana Ladd of Mount Vernon, a graduate of Texas A&M University in Commerce.
I just felt on my heart that I possibly could be a living donor,
said Ladd, an education consultant for Region 8, a coach's wife, and a mother of two sons. Terry was never supposed to have a child, but when she found out she was pregnant, her strong faith pushed her to put his life above her own. Jackson's father, Blake Ladd, played a crucial role in the faith of his child's mother. Dana Ladd is Jackson's aunt, a relative that Terry said she barely knew until the hospital told her Ladd had gotten tested and come up a perfect match.
You know, every time I would pray for Jennifer, I was thinking a person dying. Mm-hmm. That's really what I thought. Mm-hmm.
Explained Ladd, a lifelong believer in organ donation. A living donor story on the news spurred Ladd's research, finding out 95% of recipients will live a full life with a living donor. She said ultimately, Jackson put it all in perspective.
She has two. We share at school. So in the eyes of a child, and that's really how I view it, we're just sharing. I'm giving her half of my sandwich.
It was quite a journey for the Ladd family. She said it just the paperwork alone took a week to complete. She was pleased to score 100% in one kidney and 110 in the other. However, she still had her concerns. Her youngest son, Jonathan, is a senior and plays football for Mount Vernon, and her husband, Stephen, coaches. And as a former cheerleader, she didn't want to miss any games or be a burden on her family or her oldest son, Christian. Ladd was hoping the transplant could take place during the summer and recalled thinking,
I was like, okay, God, I can donate it, but here's the time frame.
When it didn't, she consoled herself with the support of her family and many others, and made the Mount Vernon Tigers open date their new goal.
Everything just worked out. The hurdles I had to go through, the waiting that I had to, it all eventually just worked out.
Baylor Hospital only performs two transplants every Thursday.
It was a miracle they had a time slot open on our open day.
Ladd reported her doctor said the work she did eating right and exercising in preparation for the transplant made a big difference in her recovery. Her only real side effect is making sure she stays hydrated with water. Ladd was in a fairly non-invasive surgery for just over 2 hours and released on the following Saturday, while Terry was released on the following Monday. Eventually, Ladd's one kidney will function as well as the two did.
It's just been a great thing for me. Mm-hmm. You know, being a living donor may not be for everyone, but I think there's people out there that could be considering or maybe never heard of it. Mm-hmm. And I would encourage people to do your, you know, check the research. And because the success rate, especially at Baylor, the success rate is very high, extremely high, with their patients that do not have problems after surgery. Very happy with everything that I received at Baylor.
Before the surgery, Terry lived a life in which her days consisted of 3 hours of dialysis, completely wiping her out of energy. Terry has since moved on and is making plans to marry Stephen Rothfuss. The couple plans to wed on September 29th, 2012, her one-year anniversary of the transplant.
And I will be at the wedding, and in fact, my father-in-law is performing the ceremony.
Yet these two ladies have a stronger bond than any marriage. They've even created a Facebook page entitled Jennifer Dana Transplant, documenting their journey. Is being a living donor her way of saving a life?
And I would do it again in a heartbeat. So it's just been an amazing journey all the way around.
I'm Cindy Roller for the Cooper Review and KETR News.